Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, just to be clear, I am, I have no problem with this guy at all. I think that I've said a million times on the show that I think what he stood for mattered. I think what he did worked. I think his protest and, you know, kneeling during the national anthem was the biggest story in sports last year. Was it not? It like he was one of the most important people in the world on Time magazine, everything else. He got attention all over the world for that. It worked. I mean, there's no denying that he got everybody's ear. And the whole world was talking about him. We were talking about, everybody was talking about him, right? And, but now it's, to me, it's not about what he was fighting for anymore, right? Now it's about him getting a job, right? It's not about Black Lives Matter and police brutality and the treatment of blacks anymore, is it? It's about him getting a job now, right? So these owners don't want him around on their teams. That's what it's about. They don't want the distraction that he is. How is it that he's not a distraction? Can someone explain that to me? Is he a distraction? All you have to do is say his name, and it starts everybody up in arms, doesn't it? Like, Susan Sarandon was there today. Good for her. What does that do? Seriously. Can someone explain that one to me? What is she going to do? What does she have to do with it? Like, she's over there doing what? Making herself look good because she was, like, the only white person there? I don't get it. Is she saving the world? What is she, some actress? That is she saving the world? I don't get it. I really don't get it. This is about him not having a job now. It's not about police brutality or the treatment of blacks anymore. Is it really that he doesn't have a job? Haven't we figured out they don't want him around? Haven't we established that already, that nobody wants him around, the owners, the teams? Listen, I think Seattle, that whole thing was an act, wasn't it? Oh, we'd love to have him, except they're not going to have him, right? Didn't they bring in some Arena Bowl, like, quarterback? Like, everyone's so full of Shaq about him, it's not even funny. Why don't they just admit they don't want him around? That's what it's about, isn't it? They don't want him. No one wants him. So why doesn't he go just do his philanthropy and save the world, right? I think he's fantastic. He's spent millions on charities, has he not? I think it's incredible what he's done for all these charities. He's put his money where his mouth is. I don't have a problem with the guy, what he's stood for or fought for at all. But I have a problem with all this phony-ass save-his-life stuff. Like, everybody's out trying to save him and get him a job, and everybody's a racist, and everybody's screwing him over. All these white people are screwing him over. It's, to me, it's nonsense. They all, who doesn't have a job in the league that's a great football player that's black? Honestly, I'm serious. They all have great, if you're good enough, you're playing. It's that simple. If you're good enough to make the team, you'll play. It doesn't matter if you're orange. Do they have orange players in the league? No?
No.
Lou in New Jersey, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right. Well, look, I mean, I think Kaepernick has, you know, just started this trend because now everybody's doing it, and it's not going to be a big deal anymore if more than half the players in the league are taking a stand to the protest of the anthem. It's not gonna matter that much anymore.
I think guys that, like, who's the guy, the long guy that supported Jenkins, right? Put his arm around him, and then he does interviews after the game. I'm supporting my teammate. I get all of that, and that's all great and dandy. But at the end of the day, I still think that guys that, like, this is my feeling, like white guys that do all this, like kneeling and praying with all of them and putting their arms around them and everything, all they're doing, in my opinion, is trying to make themselves look good. It's like, if I go out with all the brothers and pretend like I care about their cause, it's going to make me look good. That's what they're doing, in my opinion. I think they're just like, do you really think that all those guys sit around worrying about all the brothers' problems? People are selfish. People, they really are. Are they not? Doesn't everyone at the end of the day worry about their own problems? Their own, you know, issues, their own, you know, their marriages, their families, their own. Like, everybody's out for their own, aren't they? Isn't everybody trying to get their own peace? Are they not? Are people really, like, are their football players on football teams really spending their whole life, their whole existence is that, so that they can pray with all the brothers that are mad at the NFL and the world for some, like, injustice around the world? I just don't get it. Like, I'd be like, I want my contract. That's what I want. I want my NFL contract. I want to play. I want to start. I want to make money. Mm-hmm. Do you think these football players are there to save the world or to play football?
No, of course not.
They're there to get paid. This is unbelievable to me that the NFL has become like some kind of charity work. Like, what are we saving the world? This is about pain day. It always has been. Let me tell you what the NFL is about. Gambling. That's what it's about. Betting. Boom. Saving the world, my ass. Honestly, what are they saving? Starving children? I don't get it. Explain it to me. Where's the phone calls? If you're so smart, then call me and tell me what they're doing to save the world. Because the NFL isn't saving anything. They're saving themselves. They're planning their next Super Bowl and their next corporate event. And they're trying to get their next, they call them partners. They're partners. They're not even sponsors. They're partners. Where are they going to get their next fat check from? That's what they care about, is money. Boom. And I'll tell you what those players care about is their union finally getting them a good CBA. Boom. No one likes to hear the dead facts of the matter. That's what it's about. Money, contracts. Like, how about this guy, Wiggins, in the NBA? Didn't he just get a max deal and then fired his agent after he got him the max deal? Can you even do that?
Didn't even sign it yet.
Like, I would sue his ass until the cows came home. Like, how is that legal?
Oh, not. They're getting paid anyway.
Like, you know what I mean?
Signs it, they're still getting money.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Like, this entire thing, just so you know, this entire racket of professional sports, all of it, trust me, you, is about money. That fight that I'm going to on Saturday, that's all about money. Nothing else at all. There's nothing good coming out of it at all except money. That's the entire thing is a facade for money. That's all it is. It's a hustle. The entire event is a hustle for money. They're trying to sell you on this great fight and to take your money from you. That's what their job is. This is an entire, it's a fleecing of you. It's a hustle. It's the greatest hustle ever. The fact that this guy has never fought anyone in his life and he's got this fight, that's a hustle. The second hustle is how much money he's going to make on the back end of this deal because of suckering you into believing that it's the greatest fight in the history of the world. The best fight of the year is Canelo and Triple G coming up September 16th. That's all there is to it. This is not the best fight of the year at all. This is the biggest spectacle of the year, Mafia.
My problem with everyone coming out and supporting him and everyone doing these, you know, these protests and things like that is twofold. One, where is he? We haven't heard a damn thing from him. So everyone coming out and saying he's not having a job, he's getting screwed over. When has he come out in the last couple months and say, I want to play in the NFL? He's off doing everything else. It seems like he'd care about anything else except the NFL. So who knows if he even wants to play. And two, it's not like Lockett Forrest said, where is he better than 112 quarterbacks or whatever the number was. It's, is he better than 30? Is he better than the starter on every team? Because you're not taking a backup who you have to change your offense for. He's like Tebow. He's better than Tebow. But the thing with Tebow, once he became a backup, people didn't want him because you have to change your offense for this guy. He can't run the stereotypical drop back in the pocket passer. So
right.
If that's your offense, if that's what your starter's running, you're not bringing in a guy who's completely different. And that's just the case. Most of the NFL's running that right now.
I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I really don't. I think that.
But he's not a starter anymore.
He's not, but he was on San Francisco. And I think that they just simply do not want him. The owners don't want any part of him. They just, he has become, he's like the Black Panther, isn't he? He's the Olympic, the fist in the air. He's become a political activist. He's Muhammad Ali. That's it. It's all about protest and you know, that's it. He's got bigger fish. He's Martin Luther King now. He might as well just go do that full time. He'd be better off because none of these owners want anything to do with him.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.